From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Thousands of athletes and fans from across the globe will travel to Birmingham this summer for the World Games, an international competition for non-Olympic sports. Despite the pandemic, event organizers hope to fill venues across the city. However, local health officials are cautious. They say it's difficult to predict COVID numbers this far out. As we continue our series marking 100 days to the World Games, WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen explores the plan to keep crowds safe.
World Games CEO Nick Sellers says the events this summer mark a turning point.
It's a moment across Alabama. In fact, it's our moment across America, because we are confident that this will be the first major international multi-sport event following this global pandemic in the world with full venues again.
Organizers, fans, and athletes are excited. Rebecca Dahl is a jiu-jitsu fighter from Denmark. She won gold at the last World Games and says she's eager to travel to the U.S. for the first time ever to compete again. The games were postponed by a year due to the pandemic. Talking from Europe, Dahl says athletes are ready to get back in front of crowds.
So it will be this big event of relief and celebrating that now we finally got to the point of being at this event.
34 sports make up the World Games roster, including billiards, flag football, canoeing, and archery. The competitions will take place at more than 25 venues across the city, many outdoors at stadiums and parks. For now, there's no plan to limit crowds or require masks. At a recent game, more than 9,000 people cheered on Birmingham's soccer team, Legion FC. The Protective Life Stadium is one of the venues for the World Games. Eric Sokol is a fan. He's been careful throughout the pandemic, but is more comfortable going out now.
So I don't think at this point I have really any qualms, especially about anything that's going to be outside. I think indoor is a little different, but even indoor for the World Games, I believe, would be gyms and, you know, larger spaces.
Other fans, like Maria Perez, are more cautious about the indoor events. She says she feels comfortable, but wearing a mask, because there are a lot of people who don't want to get vaccinated and who don't use masks. World Games officials declined an interview request to discuss COVID precautions. In a statement, they say they're monitoring case numbers and following guidance from local health officials. Dr. Mark Wilson is the Jefferson County Health Officer. He says it's helpful so many of the venues are outside, where there's less viral transmission. Wilson says right now, COVID numbers are down, but if there's another surge in the coming months, he may recommend masking for indoor events.
We're just going to have to get closer to that time to see whether those things will be needed. And in the meantime, just try to make sure we have some level of preparedness to ramp up if necessary.
Athletes and fans traveling from other countries continue to face additional requirements. Right now, people flying to the U.S. must test negative for COVID-19 no more than a day before their flight, and non-U.S. citizens have to show proof of vaccination. Danish jiu-jitsu athlete Rebecca Dahl says she's used to the uncertainty.
There is still a pandemic. You don't know if it's going to come back a lot again, or if it's gonna go away, and you don't know if you get tested positive and you suddenly can't go.
Local officials say the pandemic is not the only public health concern at this summer's World Games. First responders are working with event organizers to plan for the unexpected and keep people safe. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
This story was produced with assistance from the Public Media Journalists Association Editor Corps, funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.